I'll be opening up to Matthew chapter 6. Today seems to be a day of returning to the simplicity of some of the early things that we've learned. And Paul at one point wrote, I didn't look up this scripture. He says, I don't want you to get removed from the simplicity that is in Christ. Listen, he is your father. You are his child. He loves you. He provides for you. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide you, giving you the life of Christ to empower you. And this is supposed to be a joyful walk daily. It's almost like I think of the time before the fall where God would come and walk with Adam in the cool of the day. I believe that's still his intention, to walk with us and enjoy us, and we're to enjoy him. So, by the way, after doing a Sermon on the Mount, which is Matthew 5, 6, and 7, now those pages are trying to fall out of my Bible. See, I'll pray for a healing. I'm going, no. Be healed in Jesus' name. Well, anyway, this morning I was talking about some of those, some of the most simple things about how to be led, and how Sue and I, we learned so much from Pastor Dave. And all we really did was just put into practice what he was teaching. And sure enough, our lives were changed. And I believe that'll happen for anybody that really will do the message that he taught. And put your hand in the hand of the Holy Ghost and learn how to walk with him, learn from him, be led from him, hear from him. Your life's going to change. Now, it's just the way it is now. But tonight I want to, because of something that happened today, I want to emphasize he's your father. And he likes to give you things. He likes to provide for you. See, religion doesn't tell you that. But let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew 6. This is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which we just finished that series. But let's look at a particular aspect of it. And he's talking about prayer. And he says in verse 7, verse 5. When thou prayest. Okay, we're going to teach about prayer. Jesus is teaching us, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Man, their whole motivation is wrong. It's not, you know, this is to develop a relationship with your Father. You're walking with him. But verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet when thou hast shut the door. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Let's stop for just a moment. To me, that verse is saying, treat your Father like he's real. He's not hard of hearing. He heard you the first time. You don't need to keep going and going. It'd be like Lily, my granddaughter, coming to me when she was smaller. She just had her 12th birthday. She's, Lord, growing, a young woman now. But, you know, Papa, would you get me a bicycle? Yeah, I'll get you a bicycle. Papa, would you get me a bicycle? Yeah, I'll get you a bicycle. Papa, she comes back every 5 minutes, every couple of hours. Papa, would you get me a bicycle? Finally, I'd be going, do you think I'm stone deaf? What's wrong with you? I heard you the first time, dear. That may take just a little while to get it to you, but I heard you. The answer's coming. You can rest in that. In other words, I want her to treat me like I'm real, you know. And Jesus is saying, treat your Father like he's real. He heard you the first time, okay? Don't use vain repetitions, all right? So, verse 8, be not you therefore like unto them. Now, here it is. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of. Boy, if you underline, please underline this. Before you ask him. Before you what? Before you ask him. He likes it when you ask him. So many people, they don't ever really ask God for anything. They want it. They go, get online and search for it. they talk to their friends about it. And I'm talking about things that you need. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, just super frivolous things. But listen, parents like to give stuff to their kids that they don't exactly have to have. I mean, you know, if it's not just crazy, I don't mind. You know, if you want a pink bicycle instead of a black bicycle, I don't care if you have a pink bicycle. You can have fringe on it if you want, you know, and little bell. I don't care. You understand what I'm saying? You know, now if she wants a Ferrari, now we may have to talk about that. See what I'm saying? You can go crazy with this, okay? But if it's something that reasonable that you need, he says, before you ask him. So then he gives the Lord's Prayer in this, but and a lot of other things. And he warns us about, why do you go through life wondering, worrying, let's say worrying about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to put on. Let's go a little more than that. What am I going to have a car to drive? Am I going to have to walk now? Am I going to have a roof over my head? On and on and on, worry, worry, worry. Is he your provider or is he not your provider? For benefit of the video, there are actually people in the room. Is he your provider or is he not your provider? He is, isn't he? He is your provider. So let's just read it. I know you've read it up so many times. But see, verse 19, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth. See, and that's where you wind up serving mammon. Your whole life is bigger and more, and I don't need just a Ferrari. I need a different color Ferrari for every day of the week, and I don't need just one house. I need six houses. One of them has to be in the Bahamas. I mean, you know, there is no end to the lust of the flesh if you go that route. He's not talking about that where you spend your whole life laying up treasures for yourself. But verse 20, this has everything to do with what we're going to end up with here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, the kingdom of God's all about people, see? But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Now, this morning we talked about the various callings, the differing gifts, the differing graces in the body. Not everybody's called to be a pulpit preacher. We've got just a partial list there. We had there's administrations, there's people that exhort, there's people that minister, you know, like feed the poor and things. There's people there's a ministry of giving, an actual ministry of giving. There's all kinds of different things. Your treasure is to do your part, because your part in the body will lay up people into heaven. It has a part to play. I don't care if all you do is answer the phones at Dave Roberson Ministries. If you do your job correctly, people are going to wind up in heaven because you answered the phone right. And now, that's true. That is absolutely the truth. You know, your job is just to find out your part. Okay. Again, I'm going to do it again. What Dave said about the ear has some, the foot has somewhat against the ear. Y'all remember that? That ear gets all the glory. Everybody sees that ear all the time. You even put earrings on there. I mean, you brush your hair back where people can see that ear. It gets all the glory, and the foot goes, what do I get? Little talcum powder stuffed in a sock. Nobody ever sees me stuffed down into a shoe, and I want you to know I bear the weight of this ministry. Is that great or what? But we sit around, all I do is answer the phone. If that's what you're called to do, you do that job. Every person that somehow through that ministry gets born again, gets healed, gets filled with the Holy Ghost, you did your part. Your reward is the same. Say, well, I don't get any glory. Well, that part's got to die. The part that wants that's the part he's warning. You know, don't be after the glory. Be after serving your Father. But anyway, I want to tell you about something really cool that happened today. You're going to like this. So he lay up, verse 20, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our treasure must always be Christ and our Heavenly Father. That's our treasure. And finding our place in the kingdom and doing that, whatever it is, it doesn't matter what. He recently had us give an old car that needed a ton of, it needed more work, way more work on it than the car's worth. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm a better steward than that. But I found out about this ministry that it's a bunch of old retired geezers like myself, except I'm not retired, but they're about my age. These are retired mechanics. They got all this time on their hands, but they're full of knowledge. They know everything there is to know about a car. So they have started this charity over on the north side of town, and they'll take, I don't care what kind of car, what kind of shape it's in, you can just donate that car to them. And, you know, what might cost you $3,000 to get fixed at some repair shop, all they're going to do, they just need the parts, you know, the labor. I mean, they'll fix that car up for $200-$300 and it'll be good to go. And then they donate it. They don't even sell it. They'll give it to a single mom that needs to have a car. They'll give it to somebody who really needs it, you know. Well, man, you know, that is just a really, really good thing. See? And if you go see what they do every day, they're changing. I saw the guys. When I took the car over there, he gave me a little tour of the place. Well, you got these geezers in there. I'm including myself. Most of them are younger than me. You got these old guy, grizzly guys in there, you know. And man, what they're doing? Oh yeah, it's full of glory. Changing oil. Hands are black from working on the cars, you know. They got stains on their face from, you know, wiping sweat. And it's hot in there. There's no air conditioning. They're changing brake pads. I mean, this is what they do every day. Some little single mama believing God for a car. Going to get a car. Glory to God, excuse me. God, I like that kind of thing. They're not getting any. And it's day after day after day. Nobody, the newspapers aren't coming by. They're not getting any glory at all. But they're laying up treasure in heaven. Because they're serving their master. And the end result, it allows the master to bless people with cars that they need. I just think that's great. See, they're just doing their part. That's their grace. That's what, at this stage in their life, that's God. That's the grace that He's given them to do that. Well, I think that's wonderful. All right, I'm going to have to. At this rate, we'll be here till midnight. So, let's just come on down to verse 31. So, therefore, take no thought, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" When he says take no thought, leave it in context. He's talking about anxious, worried thought. It's not wrong to budget. It is not wrong to you know, plan your meals and plan your groceries and plan things. He's talking about worry. Not trusting your Father that He's going to provide for you. Okay? So he's saying, Don't be like that. Don't take anxious thought. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, and there he means unbelievers. For your heavenly Father, I love this. Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Excuse me. Can I say, duh? He knows what you need. You reckon your heavenly Father knows in America you most likely need a car? In America, you most likely need an apartment or a house or somewhere to live, you know. In a ministry, he knows that I need some computers and I need some printers and I need some things. And I need an Angie. Angie's my amplifier. He knows what I have need of. But again, keep it back up to verse 8 again before you ask him. And so many people just flat don't ask him. They don't talk to him about stuff. They worry instead. And then, anyway, but here it is, verse 33. But seek you first the kingdom of God. Well, that's the whole Sermon on the Mount. The whole thing starts, you remember? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. At poor in spirit, you've got to have the mindset. I'm on temporary loan to planet Earth. This world is not my home. I am here to serve the King in the kingdom. During this short little life that I have, I am totally dependent, like the soldier is dependent upon the military for his clothing and his food and his weapon and his ammunition and even his plan where he's supposed to be and his support. Call in the planes. We need support. Everything that he needs, he is totally dependent on the military. That's how he wants us to be. Not on the world system, on him. Okay. I think y'all are just listening, I hope. It's pretty quiet. So, seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, that's walking holy with the righteousness He's given you. And all these things shall be added unto you. But in the context, will they be added if you don't ask? I don't think so. Why did he put in there ask? God wants to be involved with you. Okay? Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, just turn the page, tap the screen. to the next page. Go to chapter 7. Look at verse 7. Now, he's coming to the summary of the whole Sermon on the Mount. So it's not just asking for things for yourself, things that you need even in your ministry. If we couple this up with Luke's account, where Luke's account of almost the same teaching is really where you come and ask the Lord for bread for somebody else. And we're really talking about ministry for others. If you had a food ministry, if you had a feeding the poor ministry, you'd say, Father, I need 200 cans of tomato juice. I need 500 loaves of bread. I need, whatever it is that you're needing to give to other people. And you could translate that even into anointing. And he says he gives the Holy Spirit to answer those prayers. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the one that's here. He is the molecule changer. Okay. So here he says, verse 7, ask. Here we go again. Ask, and it shall be given you. What if you don't ask? I'm just asking. I'm asking. That's funny. I'm asking, what if you don't ask? Well, I don't think you'll get. It's a humbling thing to ask. Humbling is not exactly, it's a fellowship thing to ask. All right, you'll understand where I'm coming from here in a minute. Ask and it shall be given you. I love that. Lily knows. Come on. Lily's got our heart. It has to be pretty out there for her not to get what she asked for. Come on. Papa. You're such a good papa. Pat my little face. Oh, yeah, here it comes. And she's going to get it. Pretty much, whatever she asked for. Okay. Now we got little Briley May coming along. Briley May is mine and Sue's first great grandbaby. She's not old enough to ask yet. I'm already wanting her to ask. And she's going to get, too. I'll tell you right now, she's going to get. Okay. Ask and it shall be given you. Isn't that wonderful? Look how he puts that. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek. Now, this is like direction. Seek and you shall find. Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. I'm telling you right now, especially when Cole and Lily was little, smaller. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen now, but they wouldn't do it now. But when they were smaller, like, I'd say 6, 7, 8 years old in that range, and if I was in a business meeting, and one of them, Lily comes busted in the door, 6 years old, Papa! You run over and get in my lap, the business meeting is on hold. You understand what I'm saying? The business meeting is on hold till we find out what Lily needs, okay? It's a family thing. He delights when you come and ask. He delights. He's looking. He loves to participate in this. So let me finish reading the verse here if I can. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For a very few that ask receive. What? Oh, everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Oh, my goodness. What man is there of you, whom if his lily cakes ask bread, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, he just means compared to God, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now, one other place, just for a moment, let's go over to James. And James is just really talking about wisdom, but the same principle applies here when it comes to asking God. And he's really here talking about I can't really go into depth on this. This is Keep It Simple Day. This is making a toaster day, okay? This is has to do with your walk day. James chapter 4, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts? Now, they come where? They come from what? Lust, that war in your members. You lust. Now, he's really talking about higher things and just higher than just asking for things. This is really more talking about position, status, that type of thing. But the principle is the same. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war. Now notice, though, instead of all that, he says, you have not because you what? Ask not. Now, this is keep it simple day. You have not because you ask not. Or, verse 3, you ask and receive not. Well, why? Well, because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts. And there you're not really, and you know, if you come and you're just seeking after it for your flesh. Here we go again. I don't want just a Ferrari. I want a different color Ferrari for every day of the week. You can tell that's flesh, right? Okay, so I'm not going to answer those kind of prayers for Lily. If she wants 7 bicycles, 1 for each day of the week, that's probably not happening. Probably. Better be a good reason. Anyway. All right. The focus tonight is on asking. And I want to tell you about a wonderful thing that's, and I've got to be real careful how I phrase this, because people around the world hear these messages. People are generous and they want to help. If I mention the item, I'll get 6 of them in the mail. And I'm not trying to do that at all. I'm just trying to illustrate. Gary loveth, durst thou not knoweth that Gary loveth technical things. I like computers. I like laptops. I like iPads. I like iPhones. I like all that stuff. Doesn't matter that I'm 72. I like it. Something's going. Anyway. Buzz. I like it. Well, one of my favorite things, and it's something that I've used in the ministry. It was given to me years ago. And I don't want to mention what it is because I'm not trying to get one. But it went out on me. It just quit. I mean, the thing won't boot. It won't do nothing, you know. And it's old. It's old. So I finally had to retire that thing. It's just, okay, it's gone. And I can live without it. It's not something I have to have. Be honest with you, I use my iPhone to do pretty much everything that I did with that item, okay? Can y'all see the size of my iPhone? It's kind of small. I can do it. I can do things with it, you know. So I've been asking the Lord about it. My first thought, of course, was, should I just go get one? Should I just replace that item? Because now it's not like it was in the early days. We had no choice. Angie was there. That's in the early days when money was staying away in great abundance. There was not the option of go down to Sam's and get one. No matter what it was, you know, computer, printer, laptop, nothing. We were believing God for payroll every week. Okay. And sometimes payroll was Friday and they didn't get paid till Tuesday, but you know, they stuck with us. It's not so much like that now. I could just go buy one. But there's this lust thing. Durst thou not knoweth? Gary has to be careful. Gary really likes those things. Can I just say this? I like toys. What's that deal? The difference between men and boys is the price of their toys, you know? And so I know I got to be careful. I could go down and just buy another one. But I just didn't feel really good about that. And this has been months. That thing went out on me months ago. So I've been toying with it, and I've been looking at other kinds of devices instead of that one that might be something easier for me to use than this small little iPhone. I'm telling you, you can spend anything. This other device that I was looking at, you can spend anywhere from $200 to $1,200 or even higher than that. And I do my due diligence. I've checked them out. I kind of knew what it was. And I thought, well, Lord, that would work. That might be even better than what I had before. You know, but I just want to make sure. And I can't even tell you the number of times I'd get on Amazon. Say, I think this is the one, Lord. I think this is the one right here. And this whole time I'm asking. I said, Lord, I don't know exactly what to do. I won't do anything if you don't want me to. I mean, I can use, this will do it. It's not exactly a need because the phone will do it. I can get it done with the phone. I said, Lord, I'd do my research and get on Amazon and, Lord, it's on sale. Look at this, Lord, it's on sale, but I never get that witness, you know. Oh, man, okay. Anyway, that's been going on for months, but I've done enough research. I know what I've done my due diligence. I know enough to get it. Okay, but I just don't know what to get. Last week, I don't remember if it was Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. I'm walking through Sam's really to get coffee, to be honest with you. It's where I get my coffee. And I was walking through Sam's to get coffee, but I always my feet just seem to meander. Okay, I got to witness by the technical things, you know, over there by the phones and by the laptops and by the other things, you know. I don't know what happens. It just seems like, you know, my feet just go that way. And I went by there that day, and they had it, that one of those devices that I'm talking about, and it was on sale. Now, get this, for $149. I felt a witness. Now, I'm really not kidding. I felt it. This is it. But I still didn't do it. But it was really, I felt like the Lord was saying, this one's yours. You should buy this. And I didn't hear a voice. It wasn't that clear. If I had, I would have done it. But I'm so on guard against lust. See? Hey, anyway. I got to watch that. I'd fill my house up with toys, giant screen TVs. I mean, and I'm not against giant screen TVs. But anyway, do you understand? There's a caution. Plus, here's the other part of it. You know, all the lessons we teach on stewardship and all of that. Well, right now in this season, how do I say this nicely? We're in, Sue and I are in a season right now of replenishing some of the, how do I put that? Reserve that the Lord has me do on purpose. And we're supposed to have a certain reserve, and sometimes he'll have you tap into that reserve for a reason. Then, as a steward, your job is to live somewhat frugally. Don't do any unnecessary spending till you get that reserve built back up. That's all of that's got to do with stewarding the pound, and all of those teachings are online. Well, we're in one of those modes right now. And I'm not going to go into debt. I'm not going to, you know, not for something that I can, it's not a necessity. I'm going to hold up my phone again. I can just do it with the phone, okay? But I had that witness. So I said, well, Lord, I'm just not sure if it's you. I mean, I really felt that. I think it's you. But Lord, on this one, I'm going to ask it, this time I'm going to ask this way. If that's really you saying it's okay for me to have that with tax, I figured it out. It's going to be right at $160, Lord, for that. Getting a receipt out. It's going to be right at $160. So, Lord, I'm asking. Here's what I asked. If that's really you, and you're saying it's okay for me to buy that one, if that's the thing I'm supposed to buy, Lord, I'm asking for the money to come in, not through the ministry. It's got to come in unusual, where I know for sure it's extra, that it has nothing to do with replenishing the thing that we're doing. It's not going to take away from doing that. It's not adding to any debt load. It's got to come in not normal ways, not through the ministry. We normally get a paycheck through the ministry, as you know. So that was either, I think it was Tuesday that this event happened last week. I did tell the Lord, you do know it's on sale, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. They might sell out, Lord. I'm just saying. Now, that was the end of the discussion. Okay, that was it. Now, I just walked away. I got my coffee, went home, and been doing my, you know, doing my normal everyday thing. Now, today, I just come down here and preach what I preach, you know. One person walks up to me as I'm going out the door, and you know how people do that. And they're trying to do it right, not to be seen of men. And give me the Pentecostal handshake. You know what that is? You can feel the money. They're giving you one of them handshakes, you know. And lets me know for sure this one's personal. Just so you'll know, if somebody hands me money like that and we don't know, it goes directly into the ministry under anonymous. I don't take that. Okay, you have to let me know that it's your intention is that it be personal for our use, and then if that's what your intention is, that's fine. You don't get a receipt for those. Okay, so the person let me know that this is for you and Sue. Okay. Thank you. $60. Hallelujah. Go home, and Sue and I went out to eat, and then we come back, and I'm getting ready to take a nap, and I got a text from Angie. Hey, after the service, somebody came over. You were busy doing the line, but somebody came over and gave us a check. They told us it was personal, just for you and Sue, for $100. $160. I've done my homework with the $149 plus tax. What I had asked him for was $160 extra. Here's the receipt. I already got it. I went straight down there and bought it. Huh? Come on. It's on sale. How long will it be there? Come on. Came to $161.69. I had $1.69. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I think he got as much joy out of that as I did going to buy it. And I think he's got as much joy watching me use it as I was having fun using it. You know what the hard part was? I took it home, and it says I can't use it till the battery's fully charged. And it says when it goes from red to green, it's charged. And I'm going, it's red. Plugged it in, it's red. You know, 30 minutes, it's still red. 45 minutes, it's still red. And right before we come down here, it turned green. And I said, not now. And I think he's enjoying that whole thing. Now see, that's fun. That's life. That's walking with him in the cool of the day, if you'll allow me. He's having as much fun watching me. He'll be watching me over the next few days as I learn how to use this thing. I mean, I love all, it's something new. I've never had it before. But it's going to be useful. And I'll tell you right now, there will never be porno on that device. You hear me? There will never be solicitous, anyway, sexy stuff. It'll never be used to cheat on my wife. It'll never be used to scam people. It'll never be used for anything except the kingdom of God and righteous things. You understand what I'm saying? I know he knows he can trust me with things. That's part of, and his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, does that mean I'll never play games on it? Oh, you must be kidding. I mean, yeah. No, they're going to be solitaire and Mahjong, M-A-H-J-O-N-G, Mahjong. You know, you see? And he don't care. He don't care. But there's not going to be any dirty movies. Nothing, you know, he knows I'm going to use it to enjoy, but mainly for the kingdom. And mainly what I need it for is my early morning prayer, to be honest with you, because when I pray, he talks. When I pray, I've learned how to listen. That's when most of my lessons come, is early in the morning. I'm an early riser. Get up and pray. And I've been, believe it or not, typing on the phone. You know, there's a note. Y'all know what notepad is? I mean, it's one thing to type a note. It's another thing to type lessons. Ticka, 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 ticka. Now, I have a laptop in the house where I can go. That's where I do, you know, I can do a lot of typing in there. But where I like to pray is out on my front porch, dawn early. You know, I got a little fountain out there, and it's quiet. I just like it there. That's where I like to do it. And I've been doing it on the phone. Oh, this thing's going to be, and it's got a 10, excuse me, I got to worship. It's got a 10-hour battery life. Just a minute. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it's got an actual keyboard where I can, you know, instead of ticka, 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 ticka. I mean, it's perfect. It's perfect for $160. But see, the enjoyment, I honestly think he got as much enjoyment out of this whole thing as I did. And it's supposed to be that way. A man today, they just got back from a trip visiting family in another state, and I don't want to give too much information, but their car got stolen while they were there. And the car basically was trashed. It wasn't even worth bringing back. So now, need a car. So I asked him, already asked him, I said, have you asked? Have you asked for one? He said, well, not yet. And I said, why not? Because this guy, he's not a novice at all this, you know. I said, why haven't you asked? He said, I don't know which one yet. He says, I don't want a car. I want the car. Well, see, that's kind of where I was. I could have picked a device anywhere from $200 to $1,200 and anywhere in between. I didn't want a device. I wanted the device. I wanted the one. And I waited till I looked and I did my due diligence till I got that witness. This is the one. Okay? Well, then you ask. Glory to God. And he answers. And it's fun. It's fun. And I'm going to write this up. Guess what I'm going to write it on? Why do you think I was waiting for that battery to get charged up? It'll be another piece of ammunition in my teaching repertoire to use as an example for years. He knows what you have need of before you ask him. And if you ask, you receive. And just be sure you're using it for his kingdom and righteousness, and not just from lust. And if you do that, Jesus says, if you ask, what did he say? You might receive? Go back. Let's go back. Come on. Go back to Matthew 7. And starting in verse 7. Now, again, it's predicated on everything he taught leading up to there. And we just got through with the Sermon on the Mount. But assuming that you're a disciple and you're in training and you're seeking first the kingdom and all of those things. He says, well, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives. Say it out loud with me. Everyone that asks receives. That means when I ask, I'm an everyone. When I ask, I receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, see? And during this whole process, this might be important to know, because there might be people at this is the first time they've ever heard anything. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. But you do have to be careful. I never told anybody. I didn't even tell Sue about this one. The last thing I want is to influence anybody, you or anybody else, to give to me. That is the last thing on earth I want. I'll be honest with you. If he don't want me to have it, I don't want to have it. You understand me? But boy, if it's okay with him, it's sure okay with me. But I don't want to influence anybody else. That's why he says it's between you and your Father. Back up a little more. Let's see that one again. He says, verse 6, Matthew 6, 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door. Now, I don't think you literally, I don't think God only hears prayers from closets. It's the principles, what he's trying to get here. This is between you and him. Okay? Close the door. Pray to thy Father, which is in secret. Boy, there it is. This is between you and him. I want to say it a little different way. Let your Father have some joy in this. Sue and I, we enjoy Lily and Cole receiving stuff more than they enjoy using the stuff. I mean, we're just sitting there watching. First, Lily's birthday was Saturday, and Sue, they got a small above ground pool, you know. Not real small, but it's above ground pool. Well, Sue got them a big giant blow up, what was that thing? Swan. It's like a big swan, you know, that kind you could, big enough you can get in it, float around. Well, during the birthday party, of course, she saw it, but they weren't using it or anything. Well, later on that evening, we get a picture from Kyle, and there's Lily and her friends, and they're out there on that swan. Oh, you should have seen the smile on Sue's face. She's the one that picked it out. I mean, Sue is enjoying that swan. Watch, because they were enjoying it more than if she'd have been in the swan enjoying it herself. And I think our Father is like that. When you really have this relationship and treat him like he's real, I think he's going to say, look at that, Gary, he loves this thing. He's using this thing. He's going to put this thing to work in my kingdom and play Mahjong on it. But anyway, but that's our Father. This is a real thing. You're in a family and he takes pleasure. There is no such thing as a father who doesn't take pleasure in providing for his family. Well, our Father is a provider. So I just want to encourage you. We're kind of back to the basic today, you know, on things. I don't know. And if it's been a long time since you, if you've been needing something, and it's been a long time since you've asked him, this is a good time to ask him. And it's amazing as you watch him do it. It's amazing. He takes delight in surprising you. You'll try and figure it out, and you won't be able to figure it out. And he'll go out of his way to do it some way that you didn't figure out. Because there's a joy in it for him. He enjoys doing it. All right. Well, all right. Do you understand the principle? Say it with me. Hang on. I want to make a good confession out of this. I'm not like those that have not because they ask not. I am an excellent asker. I know He hears me when I ask. And that means when I ask, I have it in Jesus' name. And my Father enjoys giving it to me. Amen, amen. All right, that's it for tonight.